Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thomas here. Tom, yeoman work on the morning show the last couple days. Excellent as always. All right, let's jump right into it, sir. Nick Shirley, it is not what you do. It is not traditional journalism, and it's not the same standards, not the same practices, not same editing. But whether we like it or not, whether we love it or not, it is a large part of the discourse. He's not the first, but this clearly has grabbed a great deal of attention with conservatives nationwide, and in particular who are delusional, who do not think that outlets like KSTP, WCC Radio, the Star Tribune, Care 11 haven't been covering it. They may not agree with the coverage. They may have differences, but the idea that it's not covered just factually is incorrect, and it's provable in many ways. But when you consume all of what Nick Shirley provided and the fallout, I'm giving you the floor. What do you think?
Boy, where do you begin?
Yeah,
you know,
so I'm giving you plenty of room.
What he does is provocative internet clickbait that panders to the lowest common denominator. He likes to fit, in this particular instance, things into a specific narrative, and that is the conservative Republican narrative that Tim Walz is responsible for every single penny of fraud. And there is plenty of blame to put in his direction and the direction of his administration. And we've been covering that literally for years. Jay Coles from our station was going door to door at some of these same daycare centers last January, finding them at one point empty, the doors locked. And he did a story about it, found out all these violations several of them had. We did a story about that was thoroughly vetted by our station attorneys. The story then aired. It got the attention of the legislature. The legislature had a hearing where they talked extensively about CCAP, the child care funds. And it was covered thoroughly. But what Jay didn't do was what you saw some of in this video, some of it very clearly race baiting, talking about, oh, here come the Somalis, be careful, they're all violent, and those types of things. And then, you know, talking about the the new Minnesota flag that looks like the flag of Somalia, and just all of these different things that were just meant to be provocative and not the least bit meant to be responsible journalism. There are still questions about how many of their numbers were vetted and the accusations they made about these particular daycares have been vetted, and we're all doing some of that work right now.
Okay. I'm with you on many of those points, in particular on the race baiting. I mean, I want people just to be honest. When this David is saying they're all violent, and then Shirley is saying, oh, the flag is just like the Somali flag. You know, I'm just going to be honest, 99% of you who keep saying it's like the Somali flag had no idea what the Somali flag looked like until Fox News showed you. So just stop. But on the atypical reporting, whether it's your reporting, Kohl's, the other outlets, do you think Shirley provided any new information?
You know, I don't know how much is actually new, but he certainly brought more attention to it because of the way he went about it and the fact that it became so viral. And the sad thing is so much of it will just now be adopted as fact, like so many other things in these fraud stories, like the Al-Shabaab story, for instance.
Yes,
some conservative outlet did a thing about all of this money, Minnesota taxpayers were funding the terrorism by Al-Shabaab. Even Joe Thompson, the assistant U.S. attorney at that news conference, I think a week before Christmas, said, no, we don't have any evidence that this money was going. These people were trying to enrich themselves, like, which is the motivation for 99% of fraudsters and crooks. They're trying to enrich
themselves. Can I jump in on that? Let me jump in on that one, too, just to back it up. Andy Luger, now a fairly frequent guest on this show, the former U.S. attorney for this state, twice appointed, who directed Joe Thompson to start the investigations, on this show, asked him repeatedly. He's like, we investigated that. There is zero evidence, and you nailed it on what Thompson said and what Andy said. They want the money for themselves. Nobody's defending that. No one on this show, in this conversation, defending it. It's awful. It should have been stopped. And I certainly have been very strong in my criticism of Governor Walz. But this idea that one outlet puts it out there, the money's going to Al-Shabaab, and no one has been able to prove that. And then the two people, and I'm sure Dan Rosen is now up to speed, but the two people who started this and followed up on it, by the way, Joe Biden appointed Andy Luger. So the idea the Democrats have been in the tank for it, but there was this guy, Andy Luger, who's not a righty. There's zero evidence, but people just go with it because somebody said it and they just want to believe it. When if you're asked to provide the data or the evidence or the lawyers who have to prove it, it's not out there.
But you hear it repeated as fact. I've heard Congressman Tom Emmer mention it multiple times on national news shows, you know, mostly Fox and Newsmax and some of those conservative outlets. But when a lie gets repeated enough, or misinformation or inaccurate information gets repeated enough, it becomes fact. What is that old saying? The truth doesn't even have time to get its pants on by the time the lie is halfway around the world.
And stop talking about yourself, Tom, okay? I mean,
yeah. For the record, I do have pants on right now. But it is just kind of remarkable how these things, we are in such a hyper-partisan era. And I will tell you this, it is going to get, I don't even know how many multiples of worse. 10 times might not be enough. I'm going to say 100 times worse the closer we get to the midterm elections. I don't think we will have seen a midterm election with as much vitriol as we're about to see, because now we have the confluence of not just the internet, but social media and now AI generated images and video. I fear for what we're going to see as we approach the midterm elections.
Well, and in particular, Tom Hauser with us. We're going to keep Tom for two segments here. Because, and I Dave can check, I think it might be up to 2.5 million YouTube. God knows on X, it was like 135 million views. Other individuals, whether they're conservative or liberal, let's just be honest, the conservatives keep kicking the liberals' butts in this area, are going to say, wait a second. I don't need to work for KSTP. I don't need to work for the Trib. I can have my own personal views, go out to try to affirm them, and I can get the notoriety where the vice president's retweeting me, where I'm viewed as like this media darling and I'm covering things and acting like no one's else covered it when the stories have been covered extensively. The modern journalists, if they want to generously call them that, and I know you're going to push back, but that's been out there for a while. That is going to multiply to a level that is going to be staggering, and then it's up to people if they want to decide. If they want to decide, Tom, do I just want to get my personal views affirmed repeatedly? Or do I want to go to a variety of sources and try to consume it? And what's going to happen, Tom, is they're not. They're just going to go, I just want to be told I'm right over and over and over again.
Well, and even this morning when I was filling in for Vanita, and I pointed out just the simple fact that the General Accounting Office, government accountability, U.S. federal government released a study last year, and I forget the exact figure, but they estimate that the federal government is the victim of fraud to the tune of about $230 to $580 billion every year. And they studied the years 18 to 22. It's probably even higher now. That is the federal government. That does not mean to minimize, the however many billions or a billion or whatever it might be in Minnesota. It's just to give some perspective that Minnesota is not the only state where this happens. And guess what? The federal government also has a major problem with being defrauded.
Let's pause. Let's come back with Tom, including the Speaker of the House confirming that she and people close to her work with Nick Shirley on the video. What does Tom think of that? What do you think about that? We're coming back in moments on CCO.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Right back with Tom Hauser. Lisa Daymuth on this show yesterday. I did not realize it at the time, but I would read hours later that NPR, I think they had it first. If they didn't, I'll give credit to anybody who had it, that the speaker confirmed that she and her team had worked with Nick Shirley in some way. Is it sites? Is it the data? But had worked with Shirley as he provided what has now become a viral and much discussed. And I put that out there in a tweet and just said, interesting. And of course, the measured response was, oh, you're dismissing it. I'm not dismissing fraud in this state. Of course I'm not. But for the Republicans who went at me, a typical liberal move, you just want to dismiss the story, I'm not. But let's say the liberals had somebody who is as popular right now as Nick Shirley, and Tim Walz acknowledged that they work with the vlogger and provided him places to show where the fraud has him and is bad. Those folks would be going bat bleep crazy. They just would. So what do you think about this, you know, the Shirleys of the world, and now top officials, the top Republican in the state, working directly with them to buttress their argument?
Well, I'm not surprised, and you got to keep in mind the sub-narrative here is that she is running for governor. She would like to have Tim Walz's job. Kristen Robbins, the chair of the fraud committee, the House Fraud Committee, also running for governor. She wants the governor's job. They are going to aggressively pursue this fraud issue day in and day out until next, what is election day, November 3rd. It's going to make for some very interesting dynamics when they get down to negotiations on legislation in the upcoming session in February, because the vitriol now is getting to the level where I can see it really impacting how much they can even sit in a room together. And so I'm not surprised by it. I guess, but they're going to use whatever tool they have. And in this case, it was Nick Shirley, it appears, as a way to get their message out more broadly, and especially to their base, who only wants to hear bad things about Tim Walz. They don't want objectivity getting in the way of that narrative.
A texter nails a question that I was going with, so credit to them. Do we believe the Republicans in any way paid for this?
That they paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
That I do not know, although I have engaged with some of my colleagues on whether there could be maybe not even just House Republicans, but maybe even the White House. Who knows? You know, they've had Nick Shirley at the White House.
He was on with Don Jr. the other day.
With these bloggers or podcasters or what have you. And who knows? I mean, but the fact of the matter is, the only thing, I'm not dismissing fraud in any way, shape, or form. I'm just defending traditional, objective, responsible journalism. And that's what we do. And not only us, I heard you talking to Lou Ragusa yesterday from Channel 11. He does great work. There's a lot of great work being done by the Star Tribune, NPR, The Reformer. We've all covered this. And it just drives me up a wall when people, and I know you get the same abuse at WCCO Radio, why do you guys never talk about fraud? And it's like, I just want to respond, why do you never bother to watch? It's a simple Google search away, and you can find more stories than you have enough time to watch in a 24-hour period.
One thing that surprised me yesterday with Daymuth, our guy Hauser is here. Check out Tom's tremendous work, KSTP-TV, on a regular basis. Sorry, sir, I've been sick for like a week. It's no fun. My first question to her yesterday was, Do you believe the governor needs to resign? Because as you know, the day before, five members of the House and Senate had said he did. And she just ducked it. And then I followed up and said, I just want to get you on the record. And that's when she said, which has been our quote, that the news team has run with, and they should, that he should either resign or what was the other part? I'm trying to remember. He should either resign or what was the
or
second
not run
part?
For re-election.
Yeah, or not run for office. And I'm thinking she couldn't have been surprised by me asking that question, right? You know, and when you're trying to stand out, to me, I think she should have been a little bit more ready where answer the question directly and don't need me to try to get her on the record to get her to say something that probably 95% of her base now wants her to say.
Well, and the interesting thing about that whole idea, I've got to believe it's mostly designed as a talking point so they can say, as the election approaches, look, there have been calls for him to resign for several months now. But in reality, I would guess the last thing Republicans want is for Tim Walz to not run. Because the biggest issue they have to run on is fraud. And if Walz were to be replaced by another Democrat who does not have the fraud baggage, that Democrat could be very difficult to beat just by historical standards, because it
Correct.
Has been more than 20 years since a statewide Republican has won in Minnesota.
So when are we going to start talking about your baggage?
Oh, I got so much baggage.
Oh, I'm aware. I've got a dossier on you.
Yeah, I have a lot of details about your stuff. All right, my friend, are you staying in or are you carousing with your West Metro crew?
My Run West group, we are doing a run today at 4 o'clock. And then I'll probably do that. We'll make my clown around for a little bit. And then I'll probably spend most of the night at home trying to get my backyard hockey rink into some sort of working order. Mother Nature's not cooperating a whole lot.
No, not right now. All right, man. Thank you. Be safe.
All right. Happy New Year, Chad.
Same to you, brother. Bill Guerin, Wild Boss and Olympic men's hockey brain wizard. Billy Guerin, early next hour.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.